In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Happy New Year. It's hard to believe, but today is the first Sunday in Advent, which marks the beginning of a brand new year in the life of the church. So today we turn from the back of the prayer book to the very beginning. And today we have lit the first of our four candles to represent the four Sundays in the season of Advent. The word Advent means to come or to arrive. And of course, we all know what's coming, don't we? All we have to do is turn on the radio or TV or walk into any department store since the beginning of October to know that Christmas is on its way. Today, we're surrounded by sights and sounds that all say the same thing. Hurry up. Christmas is coming. Hurry up and send out your cards. Hurry up and put up the decorations. Hurry up and make your vacation plans. Hurry up and find those perfect gifts. Hurry up and get ready. But as we know, the season of Advent requires a different kind of preparation from what we find outside these doors. In fact, Advent is the very antidote to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Advent is a time for us to once again prepare for Christ's birth and to wait for his coming again in power and glory. And so the season of Advent invites us to slow down, to be still, and to wait. But being still and waiting is one of those things that's much easier said than done, isn't it? After all, everything around us tells us that waiting is not a good thing. We have fast food drive-thrus, high-speed internet, and Amazon Prime shipping, where we can now receive items in just 1 hour because one-day shipping was too long to wait. And the list goes on and on, doesn't it? Today, there's actually a term used to describe this. It's called hurry sickness. And if you're not sure if you suffer from hurry sickness, the next time you're at the grocery store and there are a couple of open lines and you find yourself counting the number of people in each line and multiplying that by the number of items in each cart, then you might suffer from a little hurry sickness. But if you're really sick like I am, not only do you do that, but when you get into line A, you actually keep track of the person who would have been you in line B. And if that person checks out before you do, then you get really depressed and you start doubting the existence of God. Waiting goes directly against our cultural upbringing. We don't like to wait in traffic, on the phone, in the store, and especially not at the post office and the DMV. Instead, we're told over and over again, get going, do something. Don't just sit there and wait. Now, I don't know about you, but this is something I really struggle with. I have to admit that I've been raised to find my worth, to find my value, and to find my identity in what I do and in what others think about me, or at least what I think they think about me. Now, maybe I'm alone here, but I don't think I am. I think many of us buy into this lie that we are nothing more than the sum total of our achievements and our accomplishments, and that our worth and value is based upon what we do and what others think about us. So it's no wonder when we do finally stop and wait, we find ourselves feeling helpless, useless, and insignificant. Perhaps this is why that familiar quote, God helps those who help themselves, is so often mistaken as Holy Scripture. But as we know, this is found nowhere in the Bible. In fact, the Bible tells us over and over again that God is the one who helps us when we cannot help ourselves. In today's gospel lesson, when Jesus talks about the second coming, when the Son of Man will return in power and glory, he says only one thing will last. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And as we know, Jesus' words to us are not things like, shape up, try harder, or I'm so disappointed that you're not a better person. Jesus' words are ones of unconditional love and grace. And that's why in today's gospel, Jesus says, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. In other words, salvation is on the way not because we've worked really hard and put in the hours and earned it through our own actions and through our own efforts, but because God loved us so much that he willingly laid down his life for us. Remember, the word gospel doesn't mean good advice or good works. The word gospel literally means good news. And Jesus' words to us today, which will not pass away, are exactly that. The good news found in today's gospel lesson is that our identity and our hope don't rest in what we do, but in what Christ has already done for us. After all, it was God who acted when we could not act. It was God who saved us when we could not save ourselves. The call of the gospel is not that we learn to rely upon ourselves, but that we rely completely on the grace, mercy, and love of God. And that's one of the reasons why the season of Advent urges us to stop and to wait. Because in the waiting, we are reminded that our true identity, our hope, and our salvation is not found in anything that we do. It's not found in our accomplishments and achievements, in our IQs or resumes, in our portfolios and bank accounts. But instead, it's found in what God has already done for us when he first entered this world as a tiny, defenseless child, and in what he promises to do for us when he returns again in power and in glory. One of my favorite spiritual authors, Henry Nouwen, spent some time talking with a group of trapeze artists he met at the circus. And he wrote about this special relationship between the flyer, the one who flies through the air, and the catcher. Nouwen writes, "As the flyer is swinging high above the crowd, the moment comes when he lets go of the trapeze and flies into the air. For that moment, which feels like a lifetime, the flyer is suspended in nothingness. It's too late to reach back for the trapeze, but it's also too soon to be grasped by the one who will catch him. In that moment, his only job is to be still and wait. The flyer must never try to catch the catcher. Instead, he must wait in absolute trust. The flyer's job is not to flail about in anxiety. In fact, if he does, it could kill him. His job is to be still and wait." The season of Advent, when everything around us says, hurry up, get going, and do something, may God give us the grace not to flail about in anxiety, but to stop, to be still, and to wait, trusting that God is always right there to catch us. This Advent, may we find our true identity, hope, and salvation, not in what we do, but in remembering that although heaven and earth may pass away, God's word, which is the good news that we are so precious to God that we were worth dying for, that word will never pass away. Amen.